then look after those children.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we were discussing one ayat of the Quran Sharif wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all the different types of women that were halal for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to marry. And one category there was those women who gift themselves to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sometime a person can get a bit of a misunderstanding with regards to a woman gifting herself. So what is meant by gifting herself? What is meant is that the lady would send a proposal. She would ask for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to marry her, and she would waiver her dowry. So it's a normal nikah, straightforward normal nikah, just that the lady, she is making maaf her meher, that she doesn't want any meher. She is just happy to be married to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she doesn't want any meher. So this concept of a lady sending a proposal, so there is absolutely nothing wrong with this. Even in today's zamana, if you have a daughter and you know of a good suitable husband for her, so there is nothing wrong to go and approach that family and tell them that you have a daughter at home. If their son wants to get married, you do have a daughter, they can come and see. It's nothing wrong with that. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he wanted his daughter Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala to get married. It's a fikr, the father has got fikr, daughter is of age, she must get married. So then he approached Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala that, marry my daughter. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala didn't give him any answer, didn't say anything to him. So he got very upset. I'm offering this man, he's not telling me anything. Then he offered Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala told him, like, he's not interested in getting married right now. And after that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposed for her. Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ma Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to her. So then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and he said, you know, when you came and you told me, I didn't give you any answer because I knew Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that he wants to get married to your daughter. So I couldn't tell you that also because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me in confidence. So I couldn't tell you that also. And at the same time, now how could I accept that proposal when I know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to get married? So we find that amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom this was nothing. It was nothing. We have made it. Like, now you must have naq. What do you think? My daughter haven't got a roof. My daughter is on the street or something. Today's fathers, they have that type of attitude. Even after the nikah is made, you come fetch her from my house. Whereas Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha to the house. That is the right way, that the father takes his daughter to the husband's house. So today they say, no, you come fetch. I must give one envelope to by the gate. So it was a simple thing. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when he came to propose for Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, he couldn't talk. Didn't know what to say. He came, he sat down there, now he didn't know what to say. So then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him, you came here to ask for Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha's hand. So there was nothing to it. So this is what it means, that a lady would send a proposal to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she was prepared to get married to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any mehr. Now, we cannot get married to any woman without giving her mehr. We have to give her mehr. This was khalis for Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to give mehr. However, if the husband, now he stipulates the mehr everything, and then he goes and gives it to the wife, and the wife says, you know what, never mind, I don't want the mehr, I make you maaf for the mehr, then that is fine. But at the time of nikah, there has to be a mehr stipulated. Some mehr has to be stipulated, especially in the Hanafi mazhab. So this is what that means, that a lady gives herself to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, you know, I was thinking about this ayat, and this is such a wonderful ayat, such a wonderful point, because the kuffar, these orientalist writers, they always like to point a finger at Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how come he had so many wives and all that, right? But this ayat is one such a wonderful dalil for us, a proof for us to close their mouths. That Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this permission. He was given this permission in the Quran Sharif that any woman who wants to get married to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she wants to gift herself to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She wants Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make nikah with her. And she is prepared to waver the mehr also. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can marry her. But look up in the history of Islam, whether Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married one woman like this. He never married one woman like this. In fact, once Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and a lady came into the majlis. And she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am prepared to get married to you. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked down. Now again, she mentioned, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not saying anything, he's looking down. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they understood that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not interested in getting married. So one Sahabi who was sitting there, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you don't want to marry her, allow me to marry her. I'll get married to her. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the lady, prepared to get married to him? She said, yeah, she's happy to get married to him. I asked him, what you got? Meher, what meher you going to give her? He said, I haven't got anything. He said, go find out from your family, they can give something. He said, all poor, nobody got anything. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, which surahs of the Quran you know? He said, I know this surah, that surah, that. He said, that's your meher. You must teach her those surahs. Obviously that was the meher for the immediate. Later on when he gets some wealth, he has to give her some wealth as well. Otherwise it's not all these boys will come and say, no, we teach this surah, that surah, we're getting married. Nahin chalega. Have to give meher. So that is, it is a proof for us that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't just wanting to get married to this woman and that woman and that woman. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his nikahs, all his marriages, it is a whole subject on its own. Each wife of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the reason behind marrying her? There are kitabs written on this. Different kitabs written on this. And the one wonderful answer we always give to people who come up with this type of pointing finger at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25, that time he was, you know, a young man. At that time he marries a widow of 40 years old. Then the time when he is married to her, he doesn't marry any other wife. after he is 50, he is now 50, then he marries all the other Ummahatul Mu'mineen. And all his children were from Ma Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. There were no children from the other Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Only Hazrat Maria Qibtiya radiallahu ta'ala, she had one child from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the rest of the children were all from Ma Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. And even after Ma Khadija radiallahu ta'ala passed away, who did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marry? He marries Ma Sauda radiallahu ta'ala, another elderly widow. Because you say he needs somebody to look after his children. Elderly widow he gets married to. Then he is shown in the dream, Jibreel alayhi salam comes with a wrapping, open the wrapping. Ma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is in the wrapping. This is your wife, you have to marry her. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets married to Ma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. From all the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the only Ummul Mu'mineen who was not a widow was Ma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. All the other Ummahatul Mu'mineen were widows. Umme Salama radiallahu ta'ala, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposed to her, she said that I would love to get married to you, but got few problems. So number one, I got hot temper. I get angry quickly. And you are the Nabi of Allah. I don't want it to be that I get angry with you. The other thing is, I got a lot of children. Small children I need to take care of. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with regards to your anger, that I make dua to Allah Pak, you won't have any anger anymore. And with regards to your children, that's the reason I want to marry you, so I can look after those children.